Kohen eats the challah chutz lo, he's allowed to eat it with his on the same table. And the nitl of all kohen shis, allowed to give it to any kohen you want. So Rashi says, since we say when the chalos the kohen the mazar, since he clearly the lay gazuno, we don't make a gzera. Dil moshok of zar minei v'yochol, maybe his zar will come to eat from this challah. Why? Since it's only us, the midi rabbonim, so we don't make a gzera the gzera. So it's a tekashin ha-mishnah, could Rashi say, that our mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva, that holds that oif, and chol is only with the rabbonin, so why should it be an issa halo not to bring up the cheese and the chicken on the same table? So Gemara says, Omalei Abaye, Abaye says back, Bishlei miyashmin in chalas chutzlo et boretz. If you would let us hear what that chala in chutzlo et, that you bring it into Eretz Yisrael, that there the yikula migza mishun chalas oretz diraisa, you can make a gzeira in Eretz Yisrael, that if you come to eat this challah that was taken off from the produce of chutz lo'aretz, so they were selling the rabbanon. Now when you bring it into Eretz Yisrael, there I can hear what, that there should be a big reason to make a gzeirah, because in Eretz Yisrael there is challah m'diraisa. So there v'loi gazrinim, and if you don't make any gzeirah even in Eretz Yisrael, that you still allowed to bring up the challah chutz lo'aretz on the same table that a zar could eat in Eretz Yisrael, then ikol mashma mino, I can hear a good proof that what, that you do not make any gzeiras like gzeiras ela but chutz lo'aretz. You know why this case here where the challah is mamash still in chutz lo'aretz, it wasn't even brought into Eretz Yisrael yet, you know why the challah that's made in chutz lo'aretz you later eat it with the zar on the same table, mishum delekel amigzeru, because you can't make any gzeiras because there's no challah with your eyes around at all. So therefore we don't make gzeiras like gzeiras. But let's say you have challah that was taken off from the produce of chutz lo'aretz. It's only an issur of the rabbanon for a zar not eat it. But let's say they would bring that challah into Eretz Yisrael. Maybe then it would be also to bring that on the table. You know why? Because it's exactly, if you eat this on the table with the zar, maybe you'll eat other challah, which is an issur d'oraisa. And maybe that exactly we do make. The same thing here also. Maybe you're not allowed to bring chicken on the table to eat with milk. Because if you start to bring chicken on the same table, we're afraid maybe you bring some basar also. And then there's a gzer, you come to eat basal cholam and iraisa. So maybe our mission is still good. We do make a gzer, even the rabbonins, where it's possible still to come to be over in Isra iraisa. So Mora says, Rava, Elohocho. The Mora ends off, Elohocho. He showeth the lasuka yaifu gvino, also lasuka basal gvino, or mecho basal cholam and iraisa. And maybe that's the reason of our Mishnah, that even though oif with cholam is only midi rabbonin, but still here in our Mishnah, we make a gzeira, you should not bring it up on the same table where you eat. You should not bring up your milk and your chicken on the same table, because there's a gzeira, if you come to eat the chicken there, maybe you come to eat the meat there also. And the meat is an issur d'oraisa. Now the Gemara asks another kasha. Maskev lo Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah has a question like this. Seif, anyway, the Mishnah shvem, Rav Chur, is it tzeinim b'tzeinim hu? It's only tzeinim b'tzeinim, means it's basar. And it's oif and then cholov. Well, the mice said they're both cold, and since they're both cold, there's no city rice. Even if you eat them together, there's no city rice. So anyway, it's a kasha. Why does the more make gzeirom not to bring it up? Because maybe you can't eat them. Even if you eat them together, it's only yosim and the rabbanon. The Gemara says no. On Rabbi, Rabbi says the pshat is gzeirah shemiyala beilfus rafeich. Maybe you bring it up on a table on a hot plate, and you take the hot piece of meat on a plate on the table, and we're afraid there, if on the same table you have some cheese, they may come to touch one another. And that would be like a bishul, and then that would be an issur d'oraisa. So maybe it was good on Mishnah that there would be gzeira, also you come to do an issur d'oraisa. The Gemara says, no, but say, klishenihu. A milk is only a plate, so the Moshe took the hot meat off the pot and put it into a plate, and now it's only klisheni. Because this will be kasha chura on the chayodim sheet that holds that a dover grush, a solid thing, even in the klisheni, it's still called a klirishin. Holds the man, it's solid and it's still hot, it has a lock of a klirishin. But here the Gemara Sakash should know that since the meat is in the klisheni right now, it's not a mavashal, it should not be an isidi rice, so a bosa becholof. Must the whole klisheni, any mavashal. Gemara says, no, still it's good, the Mishnah. Alexeira shemiyala biyofas rishin. The gzeira is maybe bring it up in a nufas rishin. That's the gzeira with your eyes, though. That the rabban will make gzeira not to bring up milk and cheese and oif or else basa, even though because the gzeira, maybe you can't eat them together. And how eat them together? Maybe put them in a hot pot on a clear rishin. And that'll be nisidi raisa. That's called gzeira That's called Xeva. Therefore, it's good. It's Xeva Hotu Nisa de Raisa. So, Kitzur and Nishti will come out good according to everybody, even according to the Kidra. Even if the older and later is only Yasim with the Rabbanon, the Kopon over here will make Xeva not to bring it up on the same table, but to bring up the Oif. And the Gvina, you may also come to bring up a Bosser and Gvina. And that will be Nisa de Raisa. I, the question is, even that also, how's it come to be an Oven Nisa de Raisa, Lechura, there was no Bishol. So there it is, there's all one big zero, afraid maybe come to bring up Bosra, which just taken out of the pot of a Klerishin, and then you put a touch the Gvina, and that'll be this, that'll be Bishol, and that'll be Yosem and Iraisa. That's why Mishnah makes it zero, not to bring it up on the same table. Now the Mishnah says, Ho'oif, Oile ima Gvina wa Shulchan, V'eino necho dibra b'shamay. B'shamay says, you're allowed to bring up chicken and cheese on the same table, just now I'll eat them together. Therefore, we don't make gzera halo to achila. However, Beis Tzul says no. Loi oyle v'loi nechal. They're not allowed to bring up cheese and chicken on the same table. Just like they're not allowed to eat them together. Who are they? They're not allowed to bring them up. And Amr Rabbi Yosi says that zul these halachas mikula de shamai or mechumah de tzul. These halachas are called the kulas of shamai and mechumah de tzul. Now, the Ezer Shulchan, which Shulchan was it said is Nisa Halor, not to bring them up together? The Shulchan Sheikhalov, only on the table that they eat, the table that you serve, that you actually eat on, there it's exactly where you may come to eat the cheese and the meat together. But the Shulchan Seidu Olav Esatashul, that's in the kitchen itself where you make the food, that table, you have the table set up where you first make it, preparing it, then Nosin Zeb, it's Sad Zeb, and Echeshish, then you're allowed to have the two plates, the two settings, one next to another. Since that's not the makom where you need it, we don't have the xerim, maybe come teeter there. The xerim is only come teeter, but makom where they eat. But makom we're only preparing the food, over there we don't have the xerim halor or to achila. So now the Gemara is the question, Rabbi Yosi hang a Tanakama. The Chur Rabbi Yosi is saying the same thing as a Tanakama, that he says, Zumi kulu v'shamra mechur v'filo. If you look at the Mishnah, you see it. So Mora says, V'chitenu, maybe you tell me no. V'chitenu, maybe you want to tell me that Achila Gufi Gibbonayim. There's a difference between the Tanakhama, the way it says the Machol between Beisham and Beisilil. And the Rabbi Yossi says it is, whether you're allowed to eat the two together or not. The Ratakoma Tanakhama. Tanakhama says, Balo Kamiflagi. The other Machol, you see, if you're allowed to bring up an oif on the same table with Givina. That's the Machlokes. But the Achilu Leit Ligi, nobody argues that you're not allowed to eat the two together. Even Beisham agrees that you're not allowed to eat Oif and Gevina together. That's what Tanakhama holds. V'yom Malei Rabbi Yosi. Yosi says back, no, that you should know Achilu Gufa. Even about eating the two together also, is Mekule Beishamai, Umichume Beisilu, that Beishamai is more Mekul saying you're allowed to eat the two together. And Beisilu is the one that's Machmir, so maybe that's what Rabbi Yosi is being Mesif more than the Tanakhama. So Mora says, no, that's not true. The Mora says, V'atani, but not like this. Rabbi Yosi Yaymer, Rabbi Yosi says, Vov Dvorim, there are six things that Mekule Beishamai, Umichume Beisilu, there are six things that are from the Chumras of Beishamai, and from the kulas of Beishamamin and the chumras of Beisilol and the zurachas mehem. These are one of the six things that the Beis himself says. What are one of the six things that oif oily emagvin al hashulchan v'yena necho dibra Beishamai? He's a chil according to Beishamai. He's only makel to bring up the two on the same table, but not to eat. You're not allowed to eat oif and cheese together at the same time. Even Beisham agrees to this. Well, Beisilol says no. You're not allowed to bring it up on the same table, the same way you're not allowed to eat them together. There's the Gzer, you're not allowed to bring them up at the same table either. So I call upon him to see clearly, according to Rabbi Yosi, that he also agrees, according to Beisham, you're not allowed to eat the two together. So we're back to the Kasha. What is the Mishnah saying, Rabbi Yosi, Omer? That Zumu Kulu Beisham, and that's Tanakhama. So Mor says, El Rather Hokamashmalan, the Mishnah comes and teaches this, Hokamashmalan, that the Mount Tanakhama, who is the Tanakhama? The Mishnah Ishno, it's Rabbi Yosi. The Tanakhama of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. And what is it teaching us? That the Klal is that Koloi Medav Vishay Maimri, whoever says something over the name of that person, is made the Gulu Yelam, who will bring a Gula to the world. Shneimer the Pesach says, Vatayim Arrest of a Melech, Vishay Mordechai, that Esther said over to the king in the name of Mordechai, And we know what happened later, that because of this, the whole guru came, because of this, when Achashverosh read the Sefer HaZikaron, he didn't know what he gave back to Mordechai, so because that started the gula. So kids here also, the Mishnah is telling us that Rabbi Yosi is the one that is the Tanakam. Now the Gemara says, Tona Agrom Chamud Rababo. Agro learned, he was the father-in-law of Rababo, that Oifu Gvina Necholam Biapikurin, that cheese and chicken, you allowed it Biapikurin. Means like Hefka. Rashi says, Biapikurin means there a Hefka, Shayna Nizabem. You don't have to watch yourself. We'll soon see what that means. You're allowed to eat it without watching yourself. So what does that mean to say? Who learned it, Vuamala, and he said like this. It means below the Tila Shadayim, that you do not have to wash your hands in between you finish eating cheese, and then you want to eat chicken, you don't have to wash your hands. You do not have to wash out your mouth either. As soon as you finish eating the cheese, you are allowed to start eating the chicken right away. Rashi says, Utonla Kachibla Sudura Merabai. That's the purest what this means, that if you ate the cheese, then you want to eat the chicken, and you don't have to wash your hands like an ech, and to wash your mouth. But if you want to eat meat after you eat the cheese, then you do have to wash out your mouth. As we'll soon see later, Rashi says, nothing should be stuck in your mouth from the first part of the cheese that you ate. But over here, since Mashma that Oif is only Midrabbanan, therefore you're allowed to eat it, the Hefka, you're allowed to eat it without checking yourself out. Samara says that Rabbi Yitzchak Reber Meshashio Iklo Lezei Ravashi once went to visit Ravashi. I see Le Gevina, they brought in front of him cheese. Is Ochel, he ate the cheese first. I see Le Bisra, then he brought in front of him some meat. Ochel, he ate the meat, and below Moshe Yod, he didn't wash his hands in between. So Amr, they said to him, why don't you wash your hands after you ate the cheese before you eat the meat? I got Tony Agrua Chamud Rab Agrua, the father of Agrua, learned before that Oifu Gvina Mechon Abikurin. It's Mashmoni chicken and cheese. You're allowed to eat the Hefka without washing yourself. Tzadik is Oifu Gvina in. Only after you eat cheese, you're allowed to eat chicken without washing your hands. But Mashma Bosra Gvina Lei, so if you want to eat cheese and then eat meat afterwards, no, then you have to wash your hands. So how can he eat the meat after the cheese without washing his hands? Someone says, oh, Malay, he answers back, it's like this. Honey, Mili, when do you have to wash your hands in between? That's for life, if you're eating it at night time. You can't tell, you can't see clearly your hands. I will be a mama when you're eating it by daytime. Hochazin, you can see clearly. You can check out. Rashi says, you're dying with Konis. You can look at your hands, watch your hands, and see that there's no cheese stuck to it. So when you get finished eating your cheese, then you're allowed to eat the meat. And Echmami, that we had a deek before, that by meat you have to wash your hands. That's only at night time, you can't check your hands so well. But by daytime, that you can check just looking at them, and Echmami, then even to eat meat, you will not have to wash your hands after the cheese. Moses says, telling you like this. Beishamai says, Mikaneich. Well, since that means you have to eat something in between the cheese and the meat. Well, they still love Madiach, they still say, no, you have to wash it out. We'll soon see what that means. So Morris says, what's the Machlokes? My Mekaneach, my Madiach. What does the Shaman mean to say Mekaneach, you have to wipe it out? And what does the Shaman mean to say Madiach, you have to wash it out? What's the Machlokes? He's now holding off Kufhei Yomar Aleph on top. The Morris says, learn if you want to tell me. Elaim, if you want to say that Beishamah in Beishamah holds.